I'm going to turn the room over to Lady Ebon. She'll be sharing with us today on the subject of contending and wrestling in prayer. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Go ahead, honey. You may take over. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone, again. Thank you for being here. And I want to thank Pastor for this opportunity to share in this room today. And, you know, I was going to share a different topic, but tonight, in the middle of the night, the Lord gave me this topic to share. And I said, oh, wow, this is a good one. Contending in prayer, you know, wrestling in prayer. So, and I said, you know, what is contending? We all know what contending is. I said, well, let me search and see what contending is. We all know contending. If you are contending for a championship or something, to strive for a contest or fight in a contest or rivalry or against a difficult situation, contend a struggle. Contending is like you're struggling with a problem or municipal something or a particular subject. You are contending for that thing. So it's a fierce battle that you have to face. It's like wrestling, you know, and we see examples of people that have done that in the Bible. One of the examples that we see is Jacob that wrestled with God. You know, after he and his family came, and then he left his family. He left them alone, and he was alone. And then he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he did not, that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of the of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, as we see in the book of Genesis 32:25-30. He contended with God, you know, and then he wrestled with him, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go. You know, he did not let him go, except you bless me. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said unto him, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. His name was changed, for a prince has thou power with God, because he was able to wrestle with God. God was able to change his name, you know, with God and with men. And has prevailed. He wrestled with God and he prevailed. So then Jesus and Jacob asked him again, what's your name? And so on. So we know the story of how Jacob wrestled in prayer with God, you know, and he prevailed. God allowed him to win the battle. When we wrestle in prayer, when we contend, you know, in prayer, you know, this will happen. And there's another thing that God told us in the Isaiah, that he will wrestle, he will contend with those that contend with us. Anyone that contend with you, God will contend with him. Also, Daniel is a good example of someone that contended in prayer. You know, he sought the Lord. The whole prayer was written, is written in Daniel chapter 9 from verses 3-9. You know, he said in that Daniel, he said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandment, to have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precept and from thy judgment. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our God. You know, we begin to confess the sins of his people, our princes and our fathers, and to all the people of the land, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near, you know, and that are far, that have trespassed against thee, O Lord. To us belongeth confusion of faces, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belongeth mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. So in this wrestling with God that Daniel did, we can see that he confessed the sins of his people. He confessed, and you know, there's something that comes with it. Before we go before the Lord, make sure you confess, you repent if you know there's anything that is in your life that you need to repent about. So they confess this, Daniel confessed the sins of his people, confessed his own faces, you know, his own sins and everyone around him. And then telling God that he is able to forgive things, you know, but he has mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Say, God belong mercies and forgiveness. To our God belongs mercy and forgiveness. So they are telling God that even though we have sinned woefully, we have done woefully before you, we have confusion of faces, we don't know where to go, we don't know where to turn, but you, our God, can forgive us and restore us. And having this assurance in you, then we can go in prayer. You know, you can, after you have confessed your fault and everything, you can go ahead and pray. Also in the, so I think we saw that also in Daniel 9:20-22. So, and he said, while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sins of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God to the holy mountain of my God, yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and informed me and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. So it got to a point where God has to send the angel to go and rescue Daniel, because there was a resistance to his prayer. So sometimes when we pray, we have something is resisting our prayer, and then we wrestle. We wrestle in prayer, and God will send, you know, deliverance. God will send his angel, and they will come and help us, you know, in our distress. So also in Daniel, another story of Daniel here in Daniel 10:7-16. See, and I saw the vision of the men that were with me. I saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they failed to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw the great vision. There was no strength in me, and comeliness was torn in me into corruption, and I retained strength. Yet had I the voice of the words, that when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in deep sleep on my face, and my face towards the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the pains of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I not sent. And when he had spoken this words unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come to thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, you know, this is the withholding, withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people, and so on. And he saw all these visions. So when we pray, God can send his angels to come and help us. You know, these angels are ministering spirits to minister to the heirs of salvation. And our prayers can bring that to come to pass to us. Amen. So as we're talking about, you know, wrestling in prayer, wrestling, you know, and also contending. Even God said in the book of Isaiah that I will contend with those that contend with you. What is, you know, we talked about contending. Contending is, you know, forcefully looking for something, forcefully getting into a battle to get something done. Amen. So also in the book of Isaiah, the story I'm going to read here, it says, fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Let's take this for ourselves, that the Lord will strengthen us. He will help us. I will uphold you in the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, you know, those that contend with you, the Lord will contend with them. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you. And he also said, I will contend with those that contend with thee. You know, that's a promise. The Lord said, he will contend with them. He will make them to be nothing, those that strive against you. So with that confidence, we know that when we pray, we contend in prayer concerning any matter, the Lord will stand there with us and will make us win. We heard about the story of the man Cornelius yesterday, how the Lord noted that he was a devout man, as in the book of Acts, I think it was in the book of Acts, as the man, this Cornelius, we say was a devout man and very prayerful, and the Lord noted, and his prayer, you know, came as a memorial before the Lord. The Lord noted, and as a result, the Lord sent salvation to him and his family because of his time as a prayer warrior and as also giving alms. Now, one of the things that he does was helping people, giving alms to the poor, helping the poor, doing this, and God noted that, you know, because he was doing it from a pure heart, you know, not from any malice, but from pure heart, not to be seen of men. And the Lord noted that, and the Lord came through, sent him, you know, was able to send, was a Peter that he sent to him to go and minister to him. So we saw that God can contend with those that contend with us and can note us. We know us by how we pray. If we are prayerless, he knows. If you are the type that just wake up and you don't really pray, or you just say this, recite this prayer and go, that doesn't go anywhere. But when we pray, we know we have been taught in this room how to pray, finding the word of God in the Bible, what to pray about, latch onto it and pray through and stay with it until we find results. So contending and prayer, being prayerful at all times. I'm going to throw a little testimony in between this. You know, since we had this conversation about praying in tongues, praying, and there is a dimension. I don't know whether it's only me or everybody's really got this dimension of prayer that has come upon, that I've been experiencing as a person. You know, this kind of, you know, infilling, or maybe it's wrestling or grinding in the spirit. Normally, you know, it takes me time. It takes time for me to get into that, posture. But I find myself like almost every time I want to pray now, I just get into grinding in the spirit. I said, wow, this is new. This is new to me. You know I do. It happens to me once in a while, but it takes time, you know, for me to be in that posture. But now, you know, it's like a new dimension. It's like a new day has risen, a new horizon, and I'm just enjoying the presence of the Lord. So I believe everyone is enjoying God. It is a quantum leap in the spirit, a really quantum leap. The Lord is lifting us up into higher heights, you know, giving us the tools that we need, because the spirit helpeth our infirmity, you know, that we know not what to pray. But the spirit prays when we pray in the spirit. They pray in the spirit always, because the spirit helps your infirmity, that you do not even know what to pray about. But we groan, the spirit with groanings, when you begin to groan in the spirit. And at the end of this conversation or talk or whatever I'm saying here today, we are going to go into this kind of prayer that touches God, grinding in the spirit, and let the spirit speak, you know, on our behalf, not only for us, but for the brethren also. You know, when we get into this kind of prayer where the spirit is praying on our behalf, on behalf of our family, on behalf of our children, on behalf of the saints, you know, that we don't even know what we are praying about. Contending. We are contending for that faith. You know, the Bible also says, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And how can we do that without prayer? Contending in prayer. How can we get to that point unless we contend honestly? Contend honestly for that faith. Contend honestly in prayer, in supplication, in everything, you know, putting our whole mind, heart into it, and pray honestly. Not just drive through prayer. You know, no drive through prayer here. You are contending, you are grinding into it in the spirit, and you will see results. The Lord will answer. And you begin, you know, it's not only the spirit takes over your mouth, your every organs will be involved in this prayer. When you pray honestly, when you contend, you grind in the spirit. You know, that's what this contending in prayer, contending in the spirit, and wrestling with God, like Jacob did. He wrestled with God. He wrestled in prayer until he won the battle. So whatever is confronting you today, whatever it is, let us contend. Let us contend in prayer. Let us contend. Let us wrestle. Let us wrestle until we win the battle. Now I will read in Micah 6:1. It says, hear ye now the Lord, what the Lord said. What is it that God is telling you at this time? What is the Lord telling us? Arise, contend thou before the mountains. Contend, lift up your heads, look at the hills. You know, if you can look at the hill physically, we have a lot of hills here in Arizona. So sometimes I lift up my eyes to the hills. Lift up your heads to the hills. Hear thy voice, you know. And he had showed thee, O man, what is man good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. It's in Micah verse 1, you know, and 8. You know, say, what is it that God is looking for? It's for you to do justly, to have mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So God is looking for you to stand up, arise, and to pray and to contend, not to be a weakling. You know, rise up and pray. Pray through every situation. Don't be afraid. Mixing, you know, we've been admonished in this room, mix our prayers with thanksgiving, with praises, reminding ourselves what God has done for us in the past. You know, the God that took us through one situation is able to take us through this present situation that is confronting us. No matter what it is it health? the health situation, if God has healed you from a disease, maybe lupus, he can heal you from anyone that becomes it. The same God that did it will do this one. And you begin to magnify the name of the Lord and telling him what he has done in the past, what he's able to do, that you know that he's able, that this is nothing before him. And recognizing how great he is, you know, and admiring him as our Father. We know all the precepts of prayer, approaching him as our Father and knowing that he's there for us. And then praying through and know that he can do all things. So with that prayer mindset, with that, the Lord God Almighty will come through for us in every situation. And he will uphold us. He will help us. So, yea, I will help you. He will not leave us comfortless, but he will be with us in time of trouble, in time of pain. He will come through. So, with that mindset, let us approach this our God in prayer, in contending, you know, with prayer, and knowing that God is on our side. And he will contend with those. Not only will he, can we contend in prayer, God himself is a contender. Our God is a contender. That he will contend with those that contend with you. You know, he told you that I will contend with those that contend with you. And I will save your children. So he will challenge you and say, Lord, you promised that you will contend with those that contend with me. So don't be afraid of any man that's contending with you or that's you. Don't be afraid of anyone, because God has promised that he himself will contend with those people, and he will save all our children. So don't be afraid for your children. The promise of God is with them, that God will contend with them. He will give them peace. He will teach them. So when we remember that God is the great contender, is our God, is our defense. Yes, it's our defense system. It's our buckler. All the tools that we need is in him. And with that, we can contend in prayer. We know who is behind us. We know who has promised, and he will not fail us. And that's all that we're talking about here. We're talking about wrestling in prayer, wrestling and contending for that faith that was once delivered. You know, when Jesus was able to tell his disciple, can you pray with me for an hour? Can you stay in your closet and pray through for an hour? You know, the enemy will try to distract you. He will try to, why don't you make this call? Why don't you check this iPod? Why don't you check the Facebook and see whether there's a message for you? These are all distractions of the devil. So we just need to get away from those distractions and concentrate and pray through and see what God will do for us. I've seen examples of those people who know how to contend in prayer, who knows how to pray through any situation, and they see the results. They see results, you know, of their prayer on any issue, whatever it is, you know, whatever it takes to contend, to use in your toolbox. If it takes you to ask God for that, this is my vow, Lord. This is what I want to vow before you. But make sure that you pay your vow. You know, in my own prayer life, I do anything to get my prayer answered. You know, whatever it takes, let's do it to get our prayer answered. Bargain with the Lord. Bargaining chips. What's your bargaining chip? What do you bring to bargain with him? You know, bargain with him. Lord, I promise this, this, and that. But make sure you do it, because you become like a fool if you make a vow and you don't keep your vow. So we need to make sure it's something we can do. I've had people that say, if God does this to me, I'm going to roll. And they come to the fellowship of the church and say, I have vowed to the Lord, I'm going to roll for him. And they do. And they just roll on the ground or something. Or I vowed, maybe that was an easy one to pay. or I vow to the Lord that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Make sure you do it. Make sure you do it. And the Lord will bless you. So I just want to thank God for the opportunity again to do this. And we are all going to practice in any kind of situation that you have right now in your heart. Is there anything that you are asking the Lord to do for you that you have been praying about? Then let's try to wrestle in prayer. Let's try to contend this morning. Let us try to speak into the womb of this morning. Then there's a solution and resolution to that problem in the name of Jesus. Now we're going to pray and go into deep wrestling prayer. And if you can pray in the spirit, the Lord will, you know, take that prayer into another dimension, that you begin to grind in the spirit, that you begin to, you know, that even that you yourself cannot say the thing that you're praying about, and you go in the spirit and you pray and pray. So let us try to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let's go into the spirit and pray for any situation. Oh, Jesus. Ah, I can feel the spirit of God coming all over me right now. What about you? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go into prayer right now. Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
We magnify you, we praise you, everybody.
Yes, Lord.
What is that mountain before you? Oh, what is that mountain before you? Oh, this has become like a plane. Oh, this has become like a plane in Jesus' name. What is that mountain? mountain that is before you this morning. Oh, the Kamboshiria. The Lord said that we contend. We are contend with you. Oh, what is that mountain before you? They shall become like a plain. Let every mountain become like a plain. Let it become like a plain this morning. Every situation that confronts your people. Oh, the Kamboshiria. Let it become like a plain. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, brothers and sisters. Our wrestle is not with blood and flesh, but with principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. The weapon of our warfare, the not carnal, but the mighty and spiritual. So the pulling down of, let me see, we wrestle now. Let's go to that in the scriptures, Ephesians 6, starting from 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, amen, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. So we're going to put in on that whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, that your feet is short with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So making sure we are preaching that gospel as we pray. And above all, taking on the shield of faith, you know, believing that when you pray, whatever you pray for will come to pass. Take on the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then take on the helmet of salvation. Make sure your salvation, make sure you're sure, okay? And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, all having in readiness, you know, knowing the word of God and having that in readiness all the time, which is the word of God, having always, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereto unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. So when we pray in the Spirit, always have in your mind that we are praying also for the saints of God, that he has called to be his bride, his own saints. Let's pray for them always. You know, having all this, knowing, putting all this breastplate,
all this armor of prayer, you know, we can wrestle and defeat the enemy at any time. And this is not a one-time thing. This is not something you do, and then the Bible admonishes that we pray always. Why? Because your adversary, the enemy, does not sleep. It goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom to devour, seeking someone that is off their game. Any opportunity that he has is going to just pounce on that person that is not on their guard. You know, put on the whole armor of God. If you are off your guard, whether you slip into sin or you slip into this, the enemy, if you break an edge, the enemy will come in and will bite. So don't break any edge. You know, put on the whole armor. Put on that armor. Don't put maybe any edge of maybe evil speaking, gossiping, all these things that are not right that we have been taught in this room. Walk, you know, in prayer, walking, you know, speaking good things. If there's anything that we're going to think, clear your thoughts. Let your thoughts be pure. Let it be clear. Let it be clear of every evil wrongdoing. Let us think, you know, that's what I say, think no evil, speak no evil. Let us think no evil, speak no evil. We practice it. It's something we have to practice. Anytime your thought is going wild, turn it back and say, no, I'm not going to think about that. You know, you can fly, but you cannot, you know, settle on my head. Whatever thought is flying around that could corrupt my mind or that could make me think widely, immediately arrest that thought and put it under control. Put it under the control of the Holy Spirit and begin to pray against it. So when we do that, we're on our guard at all times. Then we are walking in victory. We are walking in the perspective. We are wrestling in with everything that we have in us. You know, and if we find ourselves at any time at a low point and we are struggling, we don't know what to do, put on your garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise. And then you go back to your original position of prayer, or standing in the prayer, standing, you know, and wrestling in prayer. That is what God is calling us to do, that we should pray always without ceasing, you know, mixing it with praises, mixing it with worship, with the reading of the word, you know, standing in the precepts of God and doing all the things that he has commanded us to do in his word. And when we do that, we are good to go. We are always good to go. And the enemy will have nothing on us. It cannot touch us. You are untouchable. You are untouchable. So that's what this message is all about. And we have, you know, in this room, we have prayed together. We have done our prayers. I will read this last Isaiah 49 from 23 to 26. Isaiah 49 from 23 to 26, and the king shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face towards the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. You that wait upon the Lord, you will not be ashamed. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. And they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, thy Savior, and am thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. And God is telling us, yeah, some of these children might have been captive,
lawfully captured by the enemy. But God said he will deliver them. He will take them away. And the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. The Lord will deliver them from the hands of the enemy. And he will contend. He will do that with contention. Say, I will contend with them that contend with thee. And I will save your children. The Lord will contend with the enemy. To take, the, I mean, to against the life of our children. And say, these are my children. This belong to me. And he will feed them with that oppressed with their own flesh. And they shall be drunken with their own blood. And that's a promise from God. As with sweet wine. You know, those that contend with thee, the Lord will contend with them. So with that, we've been said, I just want to thank God for this opportunity again. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to greet you in the name of the Lord, that the Lord will enable you, empower you, enrich you, develop you to the point where, you know, you can pray through anything. And the Lord is always with you, no matter what it is that confronts you. Any diagnosis is nothing. You just know that, take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. It does not belong to you. Leave it there. Let the Lord do the contention and contend with whatever is trying to contend with your life. And let him win the battle. He has won already anyway. And he's giving us the victory. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. So let us walk in that liberty that God has given unto us. He has given us the liberty of the sons of God. So let's walk in that liberty. Let us keep marching on to eternal life. We thank God for what he's doing. So I'm just going to pray over the room and conclude this admonition for me and for everyone. So Father in heaven, I just bless you this morning. I thank you for this topic of contending in prayer and wrestling in prayer. You have given us ability. We have seen people, Lord, examples that you have shown us, people that have wrestled with you in prayer, like Jacob that wrestled with God and was able to win the battle. Lord, you have shown us how to be persistent in prayer, how to stay with it until we win the battle. You have shown us to wrestle with you and win, Lord, how to do it. You've shown us Daniel, how he prayed to you, Lord, and how he wrestled. And you sent help, Lord, to him. We have seen examples of those who have made prayer their lifestyle. Lord, like Cornelius, like the Mary that was always in the Elizabeth, and all the people that prayed all their lives through, that stood in the presence of the Lord and prayed, and you have recognized them for what they do. So it's important for us, Lord, to stay in prayer, to stay in your presence. We have seen, Lord, the goodness of the Lord that has come upon these people. They have been recognized for what they do. They have been, a memorial has been set on their behalf. Lord, let there be a memorial on our behalf that you can say, see my daughter, see my son, I know him. That you will even name and rename us for our prayers, for what we have done, that you will cause favor, that will cause men to favor us, that you will cause favor to come our ways because we walk with you, that we walk in prayer, we walk in submission to your word, we walk in things of God, that you will help us, O Lord, in all of these areas. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done today, for branding our tongue this morning to pray in the spirit, to grind in the spirit. Lord, thou, with groanings that cannot be expressed by human conversation, but by the spirit of God, to express this in the spirit that knows our needs and the needs of our brethren. When we begin to pray and grind ourselves, Lord, submitting ourselves totally to the Holy Spirit to pray through us, through any situation. Our Lord God, we thank you for our children that you have given unto us. They are for signs and they are for wonders. Lord, help us also to learn our ways, to know how to pray. Do not to just pray for 1 minute and they are done,
but Lord, to grind themselves in prayer, to submit themselves to the Spirit of God in prayer, that Lord God, all things begin to work together for their good. Lord, you said the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, that all infirmities of the flesh, infirmity of the soul, infirmities of the spirit, Lord, whatever it is, even sicknesses and diseases will depart from us when we begin to pray in the Spirit. It must depart from us in the name of Jesus, because the Spirit himself helpeth our infirmities and is able to pray through us, through every situation. Ah, Lord God, when we call upon you, hear us, O Lord, everyone in this room. When we call upon your name, when we pray, hear us, O Lord. Let us be Hashiri Kabasiria. Help us, O Lord, in every situation, in the name of Jesus. When we pray in our understanding and our language that we know, Father, hear us. When we pray in the Spirit, hear us. Whether in any shape or form, in any situation, when the hour of temptation, hear us, O Lord. Let us not fall into temptation. Let us not give us this, the power over sins. Ah, let us not be a subject of the devil to put us in sin. Let us not be in darkness, but we are the children of light. We are not the children of the dark that walk in darkness, that walk in sin. Let us not hide sin in our bosom. Lord, let us not walk with the enemy, but walk with you, Lord, because we are in the light. Therefore, we will walk in the light. We will do things of the light in the name of Jesus. And Lord, our thoughts will be clear concerning. We speak evil of no man. And Lord, we help us in this area of our lives. Help us in everything to stand for the saints that you have died for, that you shed your blood for, not to look down on anyone. I'll speak evil of anyone. Father, Lord, knowing that you have redeemed all these people by your blood, Father, let us look upon every man and see the blood of Jesus on them. Let us see our sister and see the blood on them. Let us see our brother and see the blood on them. Let us see our children, Lord, and see the blood of them. For our children are holy because we are holy. And let them, Lord, with this holiness, enter into the presence of God because of us, because we have trained them in the way that they should go, and they will not depart from it. Lord, give us the ability, those of us that are raising children, Lord, that they will raise their children in the way of the Lord. And these children will not depart. That is what the word of the Lord says, that we would teach them at home, not only by words, by our examples, that the things that we do, that they may see, Lord, the goodness of God in our lives, and they will walk in the way of righteousness. We pray all these things, O Lord, that you will allow us, Lord, to walk and be in your presence all the days of our lives. That this is not going to be just for the show, but Lord, for the indeed, Lord, the earnest of the Spirit, that we pray honestly, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will continually refresh us. We pray for a fresh anointing in this room right now, a fresh anointing to come upon everyone, Lord, branding their tongue with the Holy Spirit, that let the tongues of fire, let it fall upon us in this room, right? Again, brand our tongues, oh Lord, Father, that we will speak things that are pure, things that are good and of good report. Lord, that we will think of things that are good, Lord, and we think on these things in the name of Jesus. I bless you again this morning, and I thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord. You said, open your mouth and I'll fill it with good things. We have opened our mouth this morning and you have filled it with good things. You have blessed us, oh Lord. We thank you. We love you, and in Jesus' name I pray. And I yield my mic. Thank you, everyone, for listening. God bless you. And I'm turning over to Pastor. God bless you all. Amen.